What is faith?
Believing something you don't have certain that exists.
But it's not just to believe, right? It's not just to see it in your mind and agree with it. It's to actually trust in it, to obey and to yield to it, right? When you come in faith to Jesus, what do we do, brother?
Well, if you're truly coming to faith in Jesus, you understand your way leads to death, His way leads to life, so you need to repent. A changing of your mind, which changes your ways. Right? Has that happened to you? Have you ever realized where your life's going to lead you? Your young lives, where is it going to lead you? When it comes to the kingdom of God, where is it going to lead him, brother?
Wages of sin is death. Going to hell in your sin and in the flesh.
Jesus has nutrient bars that he will sell to you.
So you get a lot of mockers like that. They don't understand the word of God. I just was quoting John 8. Jesus said, if you can't hear the word of God, you know who your father is? Satan. And people that can hear the word of God, guess who their father is? The Father in heaven. Does that make sense? That makes sense.
Right.
Did you give them your testimony?
Did you give them your testimony?
Go over the gospel, then give them your testimony real quick.
See, the gospel is that, right, you come in faith to Christ, you repent, which means you change your mind, your ways, and you turn away from all of your sin. And you turn toward God and His ways. When God sees a willing vessel, right, He sees that you're coming to Him, He'll go to you. Draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you, the Bible says. He sends the Holy Spirit in you and you're born again. Have you ever heard of being born again?
Yeah.
What does born again mean?
It's kind of a baptism.
A what?
Baptism.
No, it's not baptism. See, baptism is not being born again. Are you Roman Catholic?
Yeah,
Roman Catholic, see. Baptism is not being born again. The water does not change you. I can go out there and toss you into the ocean. It's not going to change your heart, will it? No. You need the Spirit of God. That's being born again. The Spirit of God gives you a new heart and a new mind. And then, with a changed heart and mind, you can actually live a life of holiness, truth, righteousness, and obedience. You can walk in God's word and ways. See, you're Roman Catholic. You're probably raised that way.
Yeah.
I was raised in a religious cult like that. Okay. I was raised religious too, thinking I had faith, thinking I was Jesus, okay? Or I had Jesus. But I had to realize that man-made religion and being raised religious will not get you to heaven. That's just walking in the flesh thinking you're okay, right? I had to come to knowledge and faith in Jesus Christ. I had to see that Jesus actually is my Savior who died for my sins. I had to actually have trust and faith that He died, not so that we could keep living in my sin, not so that I could keep being a wicked hypocrite living in man-made religion, right? He died to set me free from that. And I had to study and obey His word and repent and turn away from all that false ways. I had to turn away from lies. See, lies in man-made religion and the church systems, they're not of God. They're of man, the flesh, and Satan's kingdom. Yeah. And I was in that, and I had to repent and turn out of that. And when I had a changed heart and mind through the Spirit of God, then I was actually able to start obeying God's word. And that's where we are now. We're walking in holiness and obedience, fighting the flesh, putting it down, learning how to walk in the Spirit, and overcoming and walking so that we can actually please God. Because you cannot please God in the flesh.
Amen. You know what it comes down to? Ready? It's really this simple. Ready? Live in sin and the world and live for yourself. You live in sin, it leads to death. You're a slave to sin. Live for Christ, rebel against this world system of Satan and follow him. And guess what you're a slave to? Righteousness that leads to eternal life. That makes sense?
Yeah, it's an interesting point of
view. I'm sorry?
It's an interesting point of view.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, read and study the Word of God. Our website would help you. If we can ever help you, you can email us. Stay out of the churches. Test the culture. And follow Christ in spirit and truth.
You believe in the word of God, but any churches?
No, the churches are all made of men. The word of God, Genesis to Revelation, is made of God.
Like independence.
Yeah, even in independence, they all follow, they've all become a business. They're about money. Yeah. And they all follow, practice pagan ways like Christmas and Easter that God didn't ordain. And they all mix the world with their church system when God says, your mind, come out of the world. That makes sense? See, God didn't establish Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, all those. Who founded all those? Man. What we're telling you, Christ founded. That's what you want to follow.
Yeah, it's kind of like, obey me and you'll get saved.
Follow Christ, obey him because of what he did, and you have a hope of salvation to come. Make sense?
Have a great day.
Yeah. What was your name?
Bruno.
We love your neighbors. Bruno. Did you get a card too? You got a card?
Bruno, you can go on that website. You can email. It's our body's website. Yep. You email and you reach my brother here.
Yep.
And we help you in the things of God if you have questions.
Yeah.
You're born and raised German Catholic, okay?
Yeah.
I was born and raised in the religious system too. You got to come out of that. I know it's hard, but you have to. I have to.
The Spirit of God will help you.
Yeah, I'll meet you later.
Your life will be changed.
Thank you.
And we're here to help you. We love our neighbors. That's why we're here. Open the Word of God. Go deep.